And welcome back to the Roundhouse at Des Moines Lincoln. We'll take a look back now at the girls' game. We're joined by a couple of players up here who were stars in that game, Bailey Birmingham and Braylon Clark. It was 58-32 victory for Norwalk over Des Moines Lincoln earlier tonight. It was a great start. I thought the first quarter and the third quarter, you guys really came out of the gates in both halves strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a really good win to get us going into break, and it felt really good with not a very good start to the season, but the couple of wins that we've had has really given us momentum.
You guys have played a really tough schedule. I mean, most of the teams you've all played have been state ranked so far. How has that made you guys better, playing teams like that?
Well, we've just looked on the open side of it, and we've talked a lot about with our team that every single game that we've played, we've been in it for how good all the teams that we've been. They've all been ranked, like you said. With that, for at least a quarter or a half, we've been in it every single game.
So another game where you had over 20 points tonight, I think 23 unofficially. I think that's four or five times you've topped the 20-point mark. What's been key for you to get those big scoring nights?
One of the things that I've been working on is confidence, but another thing is my teammates finding me. One thing that has really, really helped me is Anna Larson finding me. She's found me a lot this season, and I think her and my teammates, all of my teammates have confidence in me too, so I feel like that's really helped boost my confidence, and my teammates have confidence in me and find me as well.
And it kind of all starts on the defensive end with you guys. You play so hard and hustle. I think Anna Larson's a big part of that. She kind of sets the tone with her hustle out there, and players like yourself and Braylon as well out there hustling the whole game. Ava Garvey tonight was getting a lot of steals inside. So how much pride do you guys take on that defensive end?
We take a lot of pride, and I 100% agree with you. Braylon and Anna are two of our biggest defensive animals, I like to say, but they really get up there and they pressure it really good, and that, like you said, leads to offense and it gets everyone energized, and yeah.
Okay, so that's been Bailey Birmingham, leading scorer in this one tonight for Norwalk with 23 points in the girls' game, and she's going to hand it off now to her teammate, sophomore Braylon Clark. Thank you, Bailey. So we're going to be joined now by Braylon Clark, the sophomore. She had 3 points at halftime and then turned it on in the second half, started it with a three-pointer, started getting to the hoop and scoring, ends up with 16 points on the night. What was key for you in that second half, getting that offense going?
Just making sure that we're getting paint touches and, like, drawing two people to make sure we can get kickouts, or if that's not there, obviously getting to the hoop and finishing.
I think the first half, you guys at times maybe were settling for some three-pointers out there, weren't as successful, but then in the second half, the ball started to move around a little bit more, and how much better is it to shoot a three when you're kind of squared up?
It's a lot easier and more comfortable to do that than just throw it up after the first few passes.
Yeah. And I talked to Bailey about your guys on defense. It looks like you take so much pride on that end of the court. I don't know how many turnovers you forced tonight, but it was a lot on Des Moines Lincoln. Just always in the passing lanes and hustling out there in that press and trap. Looked like you guys were having some fun on that defensive end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really focus on trying to, like, move our feet and everything, so, like, we don't pick up unnecessary fouls and everything, and, like, just helping each other, like, help side and everything.
So I know the record probably isn't what you would want right now. You're 2-5 going into Christmas, but you've played a really tough schedule, a lot of really good top 10 teams in there, Indianola, Lewis Central, Winterset come to mind. How good just does it feel to go into break with a nice win like this?
I think it really boosts our confidence a little bit, and I think we know that, like, right now we know that by the end of, like, February and everything, that's where we want to be, like, at our best and everything. So
the best basketball is ahead of these young Norwalk Warriors. A lot of girls on this team in their first or second year of varsity experience, and they'll just continue to grow the rest of the way. What kind of goals do you have for 2023?
Just when we go into, like, our second round of conference, we're trying to see, like, how much we can improve, like, playing the teams for the second time and seeing, like, how far we can get in postseason.
All right, that was Braylon Clark, the sophomore for Norwalk. She had 16 points. She was our Greg Young Chevrolet Player of the Game for the Warriors tonight. Thanks for joining us, Braylon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.